It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Amy Gledhill.
And me, Ian Smith. I come from the northern town of Goole.
And you might be able to tell from my accent, I come from Hull.
And to our shame, we have been living in London now for ages.
Too long. And we want to catch up with all the news that's been going on up north. This is
Northern News. Hello, everybody. It's our 1 year anniversary.
Full year.
A full year.
It's episode 53.
God, I don't know how that's worked out.
It's maths. Somehow it's maths. Don't think about it.
Okay.
But it's our year anniversary.
One episode a week for a year.
Has it been a leap year?
Episode 53. That's a leap year this year.
Right. Maths.
And because it's a special year-long anniversary series finale episode, we've got a guest in the studio.
Woo, woo, woo!
Yeah! Here he is, the dulcet tones of Ed Gamble.
Yes!
I think the kind of CV I've got for you is outdated, but it says here you're the co-host of the massively successful Peacock and Gamble podcast.
Yeah, that is outdated.
And that you're doing, this is very good, paid 20s now at Spiky Mike gigs.
Where are you reading that, Ian? I think I only did one pay 20 for Spiky Mike.
This is from
£20.
I've gone on Wikipedia, but I've accidentally gone on the historical section where you can see all the edits.
All the edits.
And
yeah,
I thought I'd have a look at your first ever one. Your first Wikipedia.
Who put on Wikipedia that I was doing paid 20s for Spiky Mike?
Spiky Mike did.
I can check that edit.
Yeah. And it was £20 cash. It was at the Blessing Derby.
And never again.
No, never again. Didn't book me again.
Crikey.
Really?
Yeah.
And he edits Wikipedia with his full name, Spikel Michael. Ed, you were born in Hammersmith.
I was. That's correct.
Did you know Gandhi used to live in Hammersmith?
But I did not know that.
Is that true?
What, the Gandhi?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a Gandhi?
In the 1880s, while studying law, Gandhi lived on Barons Court Road.
Oh, wow. The things I imagine... I don't imagine Gandhi in the UK. I imagine, obviously, my image of Gandhi is in India.
Yeah.
And what he was wearing then.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him walking down Barons Court Road.
Full tracksuit.
Yeah.
Do you reckon when he was in London, he popped trousers on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gandhi
was dressing
trousers.
Like that when he was in India and, you know, making a point.
Really?
Yeah.
Making a point.
You've made your point, Gandhi.
Whack some kegs on, lad.
Ed, what usually me and Amy will say what we've been up to this week. How's your week been?
It's been, I mean, slightly stressful. I know you said you normally do quite mundane things that you've been up to.
That's just our lives, Ed.
But my cat's not been pissing, so I've been to the vet quite a lot.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. How long for no piss?
Well, there's little ones.
Oh, okay.
There's little pisses. Thank God. But he's to and fro doing a lot of pisses, but he seems fine in himself, but we've just been to the vet a lot and he's an indoor cat, so he doesn't really like that.
Do you have to, is it like a manual pissing situation?
Like I have to squeeze him like an accordion?
Yeah.
I mean, if that was the case, I would not mind doing that. And I'd actually, okay. I think I'd actively enjoy doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon I'd
chase
go
my
bagpipe.
Wife around the house being like, I'm going to squeeze him on you.
Romance.
Yeah. Put a target up in the back garden.
Yeah. What do you think? Does it have a UTI?
That's a good. It was between a UTI and crystals in his urine. It's actually crystals in his urine.
Wow. So it's crystals.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Crystals.
Made of money now.
Bit of cash in it. That.
Sell them straight to those hippie shops.
Do you want some piss crystals?
Yeah. Get a load of queue white ladies out the house.
That would be incredible. You have to charge it under the moon there, don't you?
Yeah. And he's an indoor cat. So.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That would be charged.
No. What a waste. Of piss crystals.
piss crystals.
But he's all right. He's fine.
Oh, good.
You could get some lovely jewellery on Etsy, I reckon, made out of piss crystals, don't you think?
There's definitely people who would buy cat piss jewellery. Don't you think?
There's a whole community of people praying for it, I think. Yeah, great.
And Ed, you should tell us about your tour that you're going on.
Oh, yes. You're embarking on a big old tour.
Yes.
A big old tour.
Squeeze every pound out of it possible.
Got
to. Hot Diggity Dog, it's called.
Great.
It has nothing to do with the show. Great. I just wanted to have a title that I enjoy saying over and over again.
Yeah.
Starts March 12th, goes through till the end of April. Then there's 3 weeks off and then I'm back mid-May to the end of June.
That's a big chunk of the year, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, and then I'll probably do more in the autumn as well. So it's basically my whole year until I hate the show.
Hot diggity dog.
There we go. Fun to say.
As long as the point where you hate the show doesn't happen like halfway through one of the sort of closing dates.
Yes.
Where you just call an interval and don't come back.
Well, the thing is, I'm quite good at going into autopilot. So I will just go dead behind the eyes. And I'll be able to do it. I can watch myself from outside my own body.
You could do a hologram like Abba Voyage.
Oh, God, I'd love that. Yeah, Gamble Voyage.
Just send your hologram off on tour. You could tour for the rest of existence.
That is the dream, I think. Abba have really much would worked their life out.
Hologram cost? Bearing in mind you're saving on all your travel and accommodation.
Yeah.
Might be better for you.
I reckon it all balances out. I reckon touring a hologram show, maybe I guess you'd have to build a sort of specific theatre and take it around the country.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I reckon
that's
about as much as, you know, two nights in a Marriott and petrol.
Plus food,
yeah, plus M&S. Food.
Oh.
Yes. And what do holograms not do? Eat.
There you go.
As far as I'm aware.
What would you do if you found out that they did have to eat and that they had to feed the Abba Voyage?
I think I'd be like, you got to switch these off.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Oh, imagine them all sat in like a Bella Italia and you look and you're like, is that Abba Voyage?
Is that Abba Voyage? No one ever goes, is that Abba? Okay. Is that Abba Voyage in Bella Italia?
My
I know it's
band,
not the Abba Voyage. Voyage.
I would have to say Abba Voyage.
It's got to be Abba Voyage.
They look too young and they look like they're made out of light, largely. I mean, Amy, what have you been up to then?
Oh, well,
then. Go on then.
What have you been doing
for
then?
Sake. Well, neither of you have mentioned it, but I've had my hair done.
Oh, your hair looks lovely.
Well, I see you less regularly than Ian, so
yeah,
I think
your
hair looks really nice, but I didn't know it was a recent addition.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. I know you've not added the hair.
Normally bald, pop some on. As it's a season finale.
I've added some hairs.
Ian, what's your excuse, please?
Well, you've got it tied up.
Uh-huh.
How am I supposed to see what's been done to it then?
It's a different colour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough.
It's a different colour.
What colour is it? What colour have you changed it to?
I've made it slightly more ginger.
Slightly is the key word.
But do you know what it is? I went into the hairdressers to get it done and you have to take like a Pinterest of like what you want. And I said, oh, I'd love this colour. And I pointed to it and the woman was like, it's just that your hair is already that colour. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean that one. And then I quickly scrolled on Pinterest. Just... and I was just like, I meant that colour. And then now I've got this colour So I've, what I've done is I've seen a picture of someone with the same colour hair as me, but much nicer hair than me. Mm. And I've gone, I want that. But they're obviously only looking at the colour and was like, that is, yeah, that is the colour you've got.
Yeah.
Tell you what was good though about the hairdressers. You know, when they rinse your hair and you're laid back, but they had like a massage chair.
Oh, wow.
So I was on this massage chair and it was doing your whole body. And then the woman's, you know, like rubbing your scalp. And it's so incredible. But also you're like, you don't want to seem like you're enjoying it too much or anything. So you kind of like, you want to shut your eyes and just go, oh God, that's so nice. But you have to be like, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, where are you going on holiday? And you're trying to like, but what you want to do is just let it all go.
When I go in to get my hair cut and it gets washed, as my normal barber is a man.
Yeah.
And he like washes my hair like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I went in recently, he wasn't there, and a lady did it instead. Oh, it's a world of difference.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, they know what they're doing.
But what did you do with your face? Was this not entering your mind? Am I maybe overthinking?
Oh, I go face down in the sink. It's just less embarrassing that way.
Yeah.
Then I don't need to think about it.
Like they're trying to get the answers out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How do you want your hair cut? Tell me.
Oh, fair enough.
What have you done this week, Ian?
Well, I had a memory. I've remembered something.
Ed, this is really the standard of what our weeks
are. I've really been up to my
memory. But you've been doing so little this week that you've had to go into the old classics.
Yeah, into the past. But because it's a food-based memory, I thought you would appreciate
this.
I remembered the first time I went round to a mate's house for tea. And what we had for tea, like, blew my mind. I just remembered it. We had a sausage and baked bean pie, which I didn't know existed at the time. What are you thinking are the side accompaniments to that?
For a sausage and baked bean pie?
Yeah, what would you go for?
Well, maybe like mash or chips or something.
Yeah, think that makes
pie
sense.
And chips.
Peas, yeah, yeah, something like that.
I've got what I definitely wouldn't have on the side of it.
Before you say it, I reckon one, you might be right. Two, it's mad if you are.
Okay.
But I think, no, what? Give me one.
Was it the worst thing to have on the side of a sausage and baked bean pie would be more beans?
He's got one of them.
Oh! And sausages.
And sausages.
Shut the front door. What?
Sausage and baked bean pie with beans, two sausages. That was my first meal out of my parents' house. So I didn't know if we'd been doing it wrong or he'd been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, because we used to have our tea at 5 o'clock. He didn't have it till 7. I thought I was going to die. Like, just sort of stomach rumbling, going, what the Moors don't do it right.
And the Moors.
And the Moors. And then just got that and was like, I didn't realise you could get the ingredients from a pie and put them outside the pie as well.
Fuck.
It's like having a chicken and leek pie with some leeks.
And some chicken.
And a chicken breast.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. Mad.
Is it so you could sort of taste the difference between, like, and this is what
maybe
it
yeah.
tastes like in pastry? And
because the sausages in the pie were almost like you're in a tin, beans and sausages sort of vibe, whereas the sausages outside,
better quality sausages.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So maybe they wanted to be like, it's a bean and sausage pie, but we know good sausages.
Yeah.
And we know good beans.
We don't want Ian going back to his parents' house saying that he had shit sausages in a pie.
So they're just covering everything. Yeah.
Wow.
We just remembered that.
It's like the ingredients are like indoors and outdoors.
Yeah.
That's me up, pot.
Before we go into the news stories, we're going to give you a rundown of some quick headlines.
Yes, please.
From the north, just to give you a flavour of the sort of stuff we look into on this podcast. Man grows pineapple in Huddersfield.
Classic.
The fruit doesn't usually thrive in the damp and dismal climate, but Huddersfield has proved a tropical paradise for one man and his pineapple. Don't know what size you're hoping for.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I can see it now. Well, I was looking at his finger. It's small. on the smaller side.
It's a very small pineapple. But you can, you also can grow pineapples in this country. When you do Taskmaster, the gift at the end of the series is a pineapple plant.
No.
Yeah.
Has this guy been on Taskmaster?
Yeah. Do you know him?
Who?
Edward Simpson. You never heard of him. Edward Simpson. What series was he on? That's a picture of me with Tim Key, series one.
Series one.
First series. Everyone gets a pineapple
Everyone
plant.
Gets a pineapple plant. And so I got another one after doing Champion of Champions. And so I've killed two pineapple plants in my time. They do. I mean, Simpson's done a good job of getting it even slightly bigger than a walnut, to be honest.
What's your next headline?
100-year-old woman says the secret to long life is not speaking to strange men. Runaway cows trample through Harrogate.
Oh, no.
I've got a picture of them as well. Bigger than a pineapple. And there's a van as a kind of like reference point.
Can you zoom in on the van and see if it's Edward Simpson driving it? If he's in every news story.
Imagine if we only found that out, episode 53. Yeah.
Edward Simpson had been involved in all of them.
Everything.
That would be so scary.
We've just been reading his blog.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
They don't look like they're.
They
sort of just look like they stood around.
Static cows.
Yeah.
Static cows.
That would scare me so much more. You look out your window and the cows just stood.
They're scary animals, cows, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Particularly in London.
Yeah.
If you woke up and there's just a cow just stood looking at you, you'd shit yourself.
Oxford Street. How's a cow got on Oxford Street?
Oh, that would be haunting.
Well, if no one else was on Oxford Street, if you walked out the tube. And there were no people there, but you turn around and looked all the way down Oxford Street and you just see a cow just stood there in the middle looking at you.
A static cow.
That's a good scene for a film, actually. Write that down.
Yeah, somebody write that down. It's great.
Gets one hoof and just puts it on his nose and like...
drags the hoof across his neck.
That'd be worse. Do you think you could outrun a cow, Ed?
I've never seen how fast cows can run. I reckon I could outrun a cow.
But
maybe not a bull. Maybe not a bull.
Yeah.
They go pretty fast, don't they?
I think cows are quite speedy.
I think bulls are. I don't think cows don't seem to be. They don't have much to get up and go, do they?
Cows can run, on average, 17 mile an hour with a maximum speed of 25 mile an hour. Like maximum, like if you put it in gear.
Yeah.
Downhill.
25 mile an hour.
That's fast, isn't it? How fast does a human run?
Oh, 13 kilometres an hour. The fastest is 27 and a half and the fastest cow's 25. It ain't a foregone conclusion here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But you asked me, could I outrun a cow?
Yeah.
And big revelation for you, I'm not the fastest human on Earth.
Really? How fast can a Ed Gamble run?
It's going to give you my marathon times. It's going to give you the chortle review of my London marathon.
There is a chortle review. And lastly...
And I seem to remember a cow going past me on the day, so...
Oh, yeah. How fast can someone dressed as a cow run?
I was overtaken by a man dressed as a big padlock.
Oh, that must sting the self-esteem.
Yeah. Three men dressed as chefs, all carrying pans. They all went past me as well.
Fans of the pod.
Yeah. When people bash pans for the pod, especially in lockdown. That was so lovely.
Wasn't that kind of them? Yeah, so nice. Bash your pants for the pod. Oh.
That's what they called it, pants for the pod.
Yeah. Would you do a marathon again? You and James, one dressed as a poppadom, one dressed as some bread.
I'd love to see that.
I mean, if you're the poppadom, you're in trouble, aren't you, in terms of wind resistance?
Oh, Yorkshire puddings.
I've got a story from the north that I would like to present.
Okay.
It's good news. It's good news for Chorley. Have you ever been to Chorley?
Yes, I've been to Chorley. The Little Theatre.
The Chorley Little Theatre, yes. Okay, well, the headline is Love Me For A Season. Boyzone set to become face of non-league Chorley FC.
Wow.
Boyzone, the actual Boyzone, not Boyzone Voyage. Then there's no holograms here. It's the real life, flesh and blood, Ronan Keating, are going to be the face of Chorley FC.
What does that mean?
Well,
or like entail?
I don't know.
Are they on the shirts? Are they like the new logo?
It says that they will attend the home game. It says they would attend their home game against Solihull and could potentially see them becoming the face of the football club. It doesn't really go on to say what that means. But they're trying to compare it to Wrexham, do you know, with Ryan Reynolds and...
Yeah, everyone's trying to do that now, I think.
Yeah, so I think Ronan Keating's come across and being like, hey, Chorley FC, that's... I can do something with that.
But Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds have, like, bought Wrexham, right?
Yeah.
It's not suggesting that Ronan Keating's bought...
In no way is it suggesting any money is changed.
They're just going to... They're turning up to the home
free tickets. If anything, they're losing Chorley FC money.
And what's the Venn diagram of, like, I'm not really into football... I live in Chorley. I do love Boyzone.
Love Boyzone.
I'm going to buy a ticket. Like, who is that tiny demographic? People, do you think?
I'd maybe go to a football match and I was like, you know, Boyzone are going to be there. Like, I'm curious.
Would you really?
Which I would want to know what they're doing.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They're going to Chorley FC. Yeah. You don't need to see them there, do you?
Yeah, but maybe because it isn't clear in the article, I'd turn up and be like, what are you doing? They'd be like, oh, we're just watching the... I was watching this home game, and then I'm like, all right. And then maybe
see you, lads.
See you. See you. Good on you, boys. Supporting them.
I guess there'd be a good chance if they're in the stands. Yeah. There could be some sort of Boyzone chance.
What are Boyzone songs?
What are the big ones? I can only think of Roller Coaster, but was that a Ronan Keating solo?
That was Ronan Keating solo, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Imagine if we had Boyzone on the pod and you brought that up. Oh. I love Roller Coaster. And they're like, that's only him.
Said Mr. Welcome Ed Gamble to the pod from Peacock and Gamble podcast.
It's an old CV.
I know, I get the joke.
You don't understand jokes. This podcast gets pretty
episode
aggressive.
Episode 53 and it's finally happened.
No matter what. Is that a big one?
Oh, yeah. But isn't that a cover?
Fucking hell, they've done nothing. They're like top loader.
Is No Matter What a cover? They did Words. I remember they did a cover of Words. Which is a Bee Gees song.
Oh, yeah.
Bee Gees.
It's Bee Gees, yeah.
Mystical Experience. That's not going to be a cover, is it?
That's got to be their own song.
Boyzone Mystical Experience. It sounds like an escape room.
They've tried to do Abba Voyage, but they can't get that big a venue. It's like, we can give you an escape room if everyone.
It's on an industrial estate.
It's a mystical experience as a man dressed like Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah.
Half Ronan Keating, fawn legs.
Ronan's head, Keith's legs.
Boyzone escape room is just like a normal room, but one member of Boyzone's just like by the door. And you've got to like, are you let me out. He's going, And he's aggressive. He's had like a Red Bull or something.
Yeah, and he bites.
Yeah, he bites. They've riled him up before. Like, the people on the escape room, like, prod him with stuff, and he's like, fuck off! And he's, like, hissing and stuff, and then you send the public in. If they get out of that door within an hour, you don't get any royalties for the rest of your life.
Fuck.
He's going mad, isn't he?
Yeah. But I'd like to ask you, Ed.
Yes?
Are you a football fan?
No. Sorry.
You wouldn't be interested in sponsoring a football team?
Well, it depends.
Oh.
What's the football team?
Well, I guess it could be whichever one.
Oh, this is a general thing. I think this.
you were sort of leading up to it being
a business offer.
Because I have set up Ian Smith FC. But you must get asked to, like, do you get asked to open stuff?
No, like, I don't think I have been asked to open any shops.
Really?
I'd love to do
lights.
That. No, never been asked. The problem is, like, being born and growing up in London, there's sort of not many opportunities like that because there's no sort of hometown pride for me because it's London and loads of people are from here.
Yeah.
So, you're competing with such a huge pool.
Yeah, it's a big pool. Whereas, you know, if you're from a town and people are like, they're actually proud of you and, you know, you're a bit of a name, then you're going to get asked to do those things. I'm gutted. You know, I'd love to go and turn on the Oxford Street Christmas lights.
Oh, let him.
Now I'm worried about the cow again. Imagine if I turned the lights on and then everyone had gone and the cow's there.
No one at the grand opening of Oxford Christmas lights other than one cow doing the slit throat hoof gesture.
He's got a Santa hat on. And that's when I realise it's a dream.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course they've not asked me to turn on the Oxford Street Christmas lights because now there's just a cow here.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
You go down your stairs, cook yourself a bit of breakfast. No one's in the house. Oh. One cow.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Just back again.
I saw Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage last night.
How was it?
Good. But I think this would be better. This cow thing would be like,
the cow's everywhere.
Replace Nicolas Cage with the cow, and I'm in. This is a sequel that I think you could write.
Cow scenario.
So the dream's quite important in the title if you're going to replace anything.
Dream cow.
Dream cow.
Dream cow.
Dream that, cow.
And that dream lures, scenario cow.
Yeah. Dream scenario cow. But that lures people into a false sense of security. They're like, oh, that's about the dream cow. But in our film, this cow, this ain't your dream cow here. It's Nightmare Cow. The sequel to Dream Cow.
So Nightmare Cow is a horror film. It's basically Nightmare on Elm Street, but it's not Freddy Krueger, it's a cow.
It's a cow.
Yeah.
So is the cow a pedo in the film?
Definitely, pedo cow. Pedo Nightmare Cow.
Pedo Nightmare Cow.
Yeah. We've all got the merch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tit Podcasts.
Hey up. This will be the last episode for a little while.
Just a little bit. Don't worry. We're not talking months.
No.
We're talking hours. No, I think it's longer than that.
But don't be sad, because if you're going to miss us being in your ears every week, you can, of course, join our Patreon or Apple subs.
They start from, we're talking £2.50, Amy.
£2.50 for a whole month?
We're talking a third of a London pint.
Wowee. And what do you get for that?
Bonus content. Weekly extra episodes. If you pay a little bit more, you get videos.
Wow.
You get discounted ticket offers. You get to see our actual faces.
Oh, my Lord.
The real ones, not the ones we've been putting up online for everyone else, those actors.
Well, join us on Patreon or Apple subs, and we'll see you after the break.
That's my gravy, you daft sod.
We're going to move on to our hometown stories. Should we let Ed go first?
Yeah.
Now, I did tell you before we started recording, I struggled slightly to find some sort of upbeat and weird news from the area where I live.
For sure.
And generally London, because it's just all sort of knife crime. But I did find something from where I grew up in Raynes Park, which is near Wimbledon. And it was quite interesting. Raynes Park's cheese geek printed my face on cheese.
Cheese geek.
So Cheese Geek is a company that apparently were on Dragon's Den. Entrepreneur Edward Hancock, who achieved fame as a Dragon's Den winner and founder of artisanal cheese brand Cheese Geek, launched the Say Cheese idea. So they're based in Raynes Park, which is why this is popping up on the Wimbledon Times. And the journalists had this done. I'm going to show you a picture of it. There's a face on some cheese.
Ah! Right. It's like the Mona
Lisa. On the cheese, or is it like the sort of crust of a brie,
It's the crust of a brie, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And is that the only cheese you can get it on?
I think so. For looking at the story, I mean, the fact that this is an article is absolutely insane. Believing the old adage that cheese makes everything better, I experienced firsthand the joy of opening a cheese with my own face printed on it. A thrill that was both laughable and a touch narcissistic. But it's the idea that I finally experienced this.
Finally. First hand. I've watched many other people have their face on cheese, but finally I experienced this first hand.
And that she experienced the joy, but that it was also laughable and narcissistic. That's a lot of emotions.
It's a lot going through her head. She says it was delicious, especially hot. And I don't know, if I had a cheese with my face on it, I'm not putting it in the oven because look, it's...
Oh, God.
Oh, crikey.
Oh.
Completely messed it up.
It looks sort of a bit scary once you've put yourself in the oven.
So there you go. It's printed onto a mini Waterloo cheese, a brie-style offering made from Guernsey cows. Cows!
Cows!
Oh. Oh, no wonder they hate us. Milking us, printing your own face on our innards.
Yeah, is there anything less vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, just laughing at your own face on a cheese.
I want to be the cheese.
It's my milk. I don't know if I'd like that. You can have any picture on it, though.
What would you have on then?
I'd see. I'd push it. I'd really push it and see how rude I could.
Maybe, it'd be sort of a lovely gift for a partner, wouldn't it? To get your cock on some cheese.
Knob cheese.
Knob cheese. Yeah.
Oh, that would have got more money from Dragon's Den.
Yeah,
knob cheese.
I've got the company idea. We've already got the domain name, knobcheese.de.
.de.
Knobcheese.co.uk is taken.
Don't look at it.
It will put you off your dinner.
Yeah. It'll put you off your dinner and our company, really. But
I had no idea this was going on in Raines Park. It's how much would you pay for it? So it's 180 gram cheese. With a picture of your choice on it.
I'm not paying more than £30 for
You're not
that.
Paying more than £30?
I don't think so.
For your own face?
Oh, well, yeah.
Or cock on some cheese?
It's not. I just want to stress those aren't the options on the website.
But that's all I've got in my head. It's your face or a cock.
If they have a phone line. You're through to knobcheese.co.uk. Press 1 for face, 2 for cock.
A cock.
Yeah, I'm saying £30.
I'm going £50 to £60.
It's £15.
Shut up!
I mean, it's only 180 grams. It says it serves two people. It's only a little one like that.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's not the size of the cheese.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Yeah.
That's what some people say about their penises. Serves two people. 180 grams.
Awful.
And it's not the size. It's not the size.
I don't know if that's, it's difficult to weigh your penis. I imagine.
Thanks, Ian.
Well, I think it is difficult to weigh your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're
food scales.
Yeah, but then
at the appropriate height.
Yeah, but then you're supporting yourself on your feet. Standing up is not going to give an accurate weight, is it?
Yeah, it would have to be higher. You'd have to have like bars, like in a gym, like that you can go up and down on.
Yeah, but then you'd need
the scale is here.
The arms support you. The arms are supporting you, right? So you could. It's like when if you weigh yourself on scales, you shouldn't put your hands on anything because it's not going to give an accurate reading. It's the same with the cock.
I love how serious you've both taken to this.
And can I just remind you all, Northern News.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think mine's 180 grams. I don't think I need to track that.
I don't know what the average cock would weigh, Ian. Would you? Don't ruin your algorithm.
We've gone now.
Picture of Edward Simpson weighing his own knob.
Oh, on average.
With a cow in the background.
Adult penises weigh approximately 20 to 30 grams.
Okay.
That's pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah. That's 30 grams. That cheese is 6 penises.
Oh, well, they should say that.
Let's not start measuring things in cock weights. You'd just put yourself off everything, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Is that going to be enough cheese? How many cocks were? 6 dicks of cheese? 3 dicks each?
6 Fucking dicks hell. Of cheese with your own face on. Happy Valentine's Day. Got you 6 dicks of cheese. Wow.
Were they on Dragon's Den or were they successful on Dragon's Den?
No, or... I think they did do well on Dragon's Den.
Wow.
Because I don't think they just... I think they are a cheese company.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this is their new venture is this Say Cheese idea.
Yes.
Which I think they started with the title.
Yeah.
That they can now laser print faces onto cheese.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there you go. That's what's going on in my hometown.
Hey, that's great. Yeah. That's perfect. You've hit the turn perfectly. Good.
£6 for a pint.
What's been going on in Ghoul?
Big news in Ghoul. And again, I feel like I'm trying to cater the episode to Edward Gamble. It's a story about tattoos.
Okay.
Doctor Who fan given wonky tattoo by dodgy artist and left needing a tetanus shot.
Oh my God.
Often on the podcast, I'll say a headline that I think sounds funny, and the more I look down the article, the more I'm like,
it's quite sad, actually, just thinking that cheese has been tattooed as well, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and they've done a better job than this person here. Carl Eggington, he's on the run.
The tattoo artist?
Yeah.
No, the guy who got it, he's just gone mad and just run off.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, no. Never stop, Carl.
So this guy worked in Ghoul during the pandemic, and angry former customers of tattooist Carl Eggington are sharing their horror stories, and they're trying to get refunds after being disappointed in his work. But he's since moved to Hull and continuing to work initially in guest spots and then from an address in Marketplace. So, yeah, I guess he's still at large.
Yeah. But he's moved to Hull now, so they can't get him.
Yeah.
No one from Gull's going to.
No.
It's out of the jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Different sheriffs.
Yeah, there's no extradition laws.
Is there a picture of this tattoo?
Yes.
How bad is it? Before you show, is it? How bad is it?
I guess it's a bit wonky. I don't look at it.
The tetanus was probably the,
that's awful.
The biggest issue.
The tetanus is probably bad.
I forgot about the tetanus.
It's this tattoo here.
It's not a good tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I think if you're getting a Doctor Who tattoo, you need to have a long, hard look at yourself anyway, don't you? Probably tetanus is the sort of thing you need to give yourself a fresh start. Yeah.
Sounds like a Doctor Who baddie.
Yeah.
Tetanus.
So you're saying you're on Carl Eggington's side here?
I'm not on Eggington's
side. She deserved tetanus.
I'm not on Eggington's side because Eggington's having a laugh with that tattoo. I think people need to be more careful about where they go to get tattoos. They need to do a bit more research and Google Carl Eggington.
Yeah.
Especially if he's got loads of people complaining. There must have been stuff online about the egg.
The full description she gave for the tattoo, it's a bit like the sort of hairdresser. I asked for a Van Gogh sky, but with a TARDIS, a sunflower and a rose to represent characters and two pieces of script. There was an overall space theme. You don't need to add that. What, your TARDIS tattoo? There was a space theme, was there? So to be fair, because there's...
She's given him too much to do, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
That's really hard.
Yeah. But as a tattoo artist, he should have said, there's too much here.
Yeah.
What particular bits do you really like that you want involved there?
Mm. We could just do the rose.
Yeah.
I've done one of them before. I reckon I can give that a bloody good go.
And then when people ask you about it, you just say, Doctor Who.
I can do a rose. I can write Doctor Who underneath.
Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos, do you?
I've got one tattoo.
Oh, yeah. I think we've talked about it.
It's that one.
Where is it again?
So it's a Doctor Who one on my
full back piece.
Yeah.
It's like a Van Gogh kind of.
Yeah. Space themed.
Generally.
Yeah. No, I got, when I was going through a very particularly pretentious phase at university, I got my favourite quantum physics equation tattooed on me. Do I regret it?
Which one? Yeah. Which one?
S equals K log W. All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a hell of an equation. Oh, it's even grosser than you think. So it's thermodynamics, but the equation itself is for something that's almost impossible, but just not quite. I hate it so much.
Initially, when you said, oh, I was really pretentious, I got a quantum physics thing, I was like, it doesn't sound pretentious. And you've told me.
Yeah. And I only did quantum physics as an elective.
What did you study again? I feel like.
Do you two know each other? Have you met before?
Only just learning.
I did performance and cultural industries.
This is
which
what
is
I'm
nothing,
thinking. Yeah.
But then you got to pick different subjects to do as well, and everyone on the course picked like dance or movement, and I was like, nah, fuck this. Yeah. I want the good stuff. So I did the philosophy of media ethics. Can't remember a single thing about that. Yeah. But I did quantum physics and was like, oh, I love this so much. And in the lectures, we had a professor called Bob Swinsky, who looked like the Wheatos professor. And I was like, it was everything he said was like blowing my mind. And then I'd leave the lecture room and I couldn't remember a single thing that I couldn't like convey it
so
to anybody
else. You got it tattooed on yourself like Memento. I can't remember anything he said. Get it all down.
I have been to the lecture.
Get your pens out.
Even more pretentious, this particular formula is on a gravestone of Ludwig Boltzmann, who created it, because he came up with it and everyone said, that's bullshit, I don't believe you. And then he killed himself. But then Einstein actually uses this as an essential part of the theory of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
But Boltzmann never knew and he's dead.
That's very sad.
So me, as like a 20-year-old, was like, I'm going to get that tattoo for you, Boltzmann.
Was it between that and getting a tattoo of the Wheatos professor?
I wish
because I know which
that.
One I'd prefer.
I would love that
a tattoo
so
of the Wheatos professor would be amazing.
That would be so fucking cool.
It's nearly impossible.
Oh, it's gross, isn't it? But you've got loads of tattoos.
Yeah, I've got loads of them. None
do you,
of them really
do you
mean
regret
anything.
Any of them? Have you ever had to have a tetanus shot?
No, never had to have... only go to good people who I'm pretty sure are clean.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I regret any of them.
I've always really wanted to tattoo, but I'm so indecisive. But then just think, well, I want one to be able to go like, I just got it. And at the time I wanted it.
Yeah.
But I'm too indecisive to do that part of it. I'm too indecisive to decide the thing that I want to have to symbolise that I've overcome indecision. It's pathetic.
Should get a question mark.
I don't know. Then people just be like, aye, do you like the Riddler? I feel something like that. I'm too complex for you to understand.
Yeah. You do have the vibe of someone who might like the Riddler. Not the Joker, because they're too dangerous, those guys.
Yeah.
You'd be
the tricky one.
Yeah, you'd be like the Riddler.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's the Riddler as well.
Perfect.
Lots of big lunges. And like,
You should get the mask tattoo. I think that would be hilarious.
That is good. Yeah.
Get somebody stop me. Something aggressive about having somebody stop me tattooed on your body.
You'd have to go with P-A-R-T-Y because I got her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Or my whole body tattooed to look like the yellow suit he wears. So I can just walk around, no clothes on.
Full commitment.
Yellow suit.
And that'll prove you're not indecisive.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I look indecisive?
Do I regret it? Yes. But did I make the decision? Yes.
I'm in constant agony.
Constant agony. I'm constantly committing a crime. Indecent exposure. I got 30 grams on show here.
Have you heard who's died?
Shall I tell you what I found from Hull?
Yes, please.
Yes.
There's quite a lot of puns in this.
Oh.
The reporter, Deborah, has had quite a laugh doing this. Lamb National to feature at Barton Carnival, after all.
Hang on. You said there's a lot of puns in there. I got
in the in the article.
And lamb.
Oh, in the article.
Yeah.
What's Lamb National? Lamb.
It's like the Grand National.
Yeah, Lamb National.
Lamb National to feature at... Fuck me.
The Lamb National.
The Lamb National.
That's barely a pun.
Barely a pun.
It's loads of lambs in jockey silks.
jockey silks,
doing a little...
But surely they're replacing the horse. Mm. They shouldn't have the jockey silks on.
Oh, yeah.
They've got teddy bears on top. Did you see?
Oh, they have got teddy bears on top.
They've got little teddy bear jockeys on top.
That is good, actually.
I could barely see them. They'd fucking love that.
Barely.
Another pun.
Teddy barely. Yeah. Oh.
Fucking hell.
Teddy barely. To explain it more, yes, teddy barely.
Quantum physics.
You got Lamb National straight away.
Yeah.
You got a tattoo from Ludwig, whoever the fuck on.
Ludwig,
you couldn't get, I could
fuck.
Barely see those bears.
Like I said, none of it went in. I just like being in the room. Right. Here we go. A lamb race that faced the chop. Anyone?
Oh, yeah. Because when they kill lambs, they turn them into meat.
Uh-huh.
Puns are fun, aren't they?
Quite gruesome, that one.
Has faced a job after criticism from animal rights activists is back on the agenda for Barton Carnival. The committee has made a U-turn.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
EWE.
Yeah.
And the Lamb National, they've done the same one again, will now be a fiction.
We might be called the Lamb National, right? Is it actually officially
called?
They've
put called it in quotations.
Oh, right.
So I don't know what... They've used a word like 3 or 4 times in the article, and they've used it in a way that I think is a pun, but I also don't know if it is a pun. Committee member Ben Troop admitted the decision to cancel had been rash.
I think that might just be quoting.
I think it's a quote.
Him.
I think they're
no,
quoting
but they
him.
Go on to use the word rash,
like bacon rashes.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Can
is
you get
it?
Lamb
is it
rashes?
Something to do with that? Lamb rashes. No, I can't find
you
it.
You can't get lamb rashes. I don't think you can get lamb rashes. And also, you wouldn't use rash then, would you? Because I don't think rash is an acceptable shortening of rasher.
You don't have a bacon rash of the morning?
I don't have a bacon rash.
That's any bacon rashes? And a
bacon
couple
rash.
Of dicks of cheese?
Bacon rash sounds like a horrible medical condition.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. How did you get bacon rash? I don't want to talk about it.
As a chat line, how'd you like your bacon rash in the morning? Oh, no. But the point is, the race is back on.
Great.
Okay. Thank God.
Good.
Thank God.
So who had animal rights activists said they didn't want it happening?
Yeah, because they said the lambs do not consent.
Well, it's difficult to argue against that.
Yeah.
But they do, because the lamb's owner said the breed, the Herdwicks, have a natural ability to jump, and therefore they like they like.
Now that's they don't really understand consent.
Yeah. If you've got a natural ability to do something, you must want to do it when I say.
Somebody stop me!
But it's all gone. Well, they're asking for it. They dress like jockeys.
What are they wearing? Jockey silks and teddy bears. Oh, come on.
Yeah, if you like got some humans and you'd like they gag, they can't say anything, and they're just making them do the Grand National course. We'd be like, well, they got a natural ability to jump.
Yeah.
Get them on there.
They're dressed for the part.
Yeah, loads of Olympic athletes, sling them in the back of a van and take them to a village fete. Yeah. Go on then. Yeah. When I want to. You got a natural ability.
Did you or did you not get bronze in the long jump?
Now strap this teddy bear to you and off you go.
Is it the animal activists upset? Is it like the Grand National? Do they have to like kill three of the lambs because they break their legs and stuff?
No, I don't think so. But I would say if you were going to kill a lamb, you could eat the lamb.
Mm.
Whereas the horses...
Can with a horse, I guess.
Yeah, but they don't, do they?
They used to in Iceland, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
In the shops.
Yeah. Do you not remember that? You remember the horse meat scandal? Come on.
I thought you meant the country.
Oh, no.
Like, did they when they race horses in Iceland?
Yeah, they
yeah.
Right.
When they
yeah.
all die, they all just slip straight away and break their legs.
Yeah. Everyone in the audience watching, like knife and fork ready.
One guy stood at the end with his mouth open, hoping one of them slip right in.
Kerry Katona there advertising the prawn rings.
What time of year does the Lamb National happen?
It will be happening in June.
That's good. It's good to do it in summer when it's shawarma. Shawarma? Lamb shawarma? Lamb? Is there a lamb?
No, you lost confidence in that too quickly.
Yeah. Do you want to have it another go?
Also, you said, I think shawarma is an acceptable pronunciation, so you should have said shawarma rather than going shawarma.
That's just his voice.
I'm not good at impressions.
Yeah. You're getting whammer in here.
I thought I'd try and do a lamb pun. It was good.
You lost confidence in it.
It's the same reason I won't get a tattoo. I just lose confidence.
It was really good.
Shawarma. What did I say? Shawarma.
Shawarma.
Shawarma. Shawarma.
Oh, God.
It's good to do it in June because it's getting shawarma.
Yeah. The pathetic thing is I tried to set myself up by asking you when it was. I was so confident I had a nice pun.
What would you have done if we'd said February?
I'd be like, they should do it in June when it's shawarma.
Oh, yeah,
good. That works brilliantly.
That would have worked better, but they've already doing
so
it in June.
What I will say is, talking about if they would kill the lambs to eat them or anything like that, it doesn't say that, but they will also be staged alongside fire eaters. So there is some sort of fire.
Yeah.
Real nearby, and a live dog show.
And there's hurdles.
Oh, my God. These poor bloody lambs.
This sounds like chaos. This sounds like, actually...
The dogs are going to chase the lamb straight into the fire eaters.
This is...
And if they've got their wool on, that'll go up in...
If they've got their wool on.
If they've got their wool on. And that silk doesn't look like it's fireproofed.
No, that's bamboo. And the teddy bear.
Oh, man.
That's going to go up like nobody's business.
They're going to go up like a rash of bacon.
Yeah. And the article hasn't used woolly jumpers at any point.
No, at no point has it used woolly jumpers.
Lambs going over a hurdle course.
That's crazy.
God, that's really good, actually. Yeah. I think we should write into them and say, excuse me, about this Lamb National, why are you not calling it woolly jumpers? That's
sometimes
so good.
When an article has to have that bit at the top, this article was edited on the... 3rd of March to include woolly jumpers after a recommendation from the Northern News podcast. We opted against including lamb shawarma.
Oh, well, there you go. It'll be on in June. You want to go? Wookie. All right.
What date in June?
15th and 16th. If any of the lambs make it.
Whereabouts
they
again?
They won't be doing both days with the Lamb National, will they?
Because if it's in Lowestoft or Nottingham, you've got no excuse not to go.
It's in Barton.
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 Oh, here we go. You said you wanted to do more celebrity appearances, opening stuff. You said you'd love to open
I hadn't done it, which has played right into my hands.
And you said it made you feel sad.
I did say that.
It's a 26-hour walk or two. 2 hours in the car.
I think that's. I was just about to say if it's anything more than an hour and 50 minutes, I'm not going to go.
Unlucky, because I shortened it for ease. It's 1 hour 43.
Oh no!
You're going to the festival.
Obligation.
I'm going to the Lamb National.
Yeah, and you can have lamb shawarma if you want, as a little pun.
I'm going to turn up and try and put $1,000 on one of the lambs.
Oh, wearing a lamb shawarma. Yeah,
it's
just,
I bet it's all kids watching and stuff as well. And I'll wave loads of cash around.
Ask him for the headlines there. Ed gambles on lamb. Ed.
Yeah.
Ed Lamble. Ed gambles on lambles in the shawarma climate.
Well, you also are you trying to do a lamb gambling? Because gambling is what they call lamb. That's what they do when they run, right?
Oh, really?
They gamble through fields. Yeah.
Oh God.
Ed's gambling to gamble on lambles.
No.
You've still not done...
No.
Right.
You can do this, Ian.
It's hard working at a newspaper. Fair play to them all. Got a lot of respect.
Well, I think that's it.
That was fantastic
fun. We've covered quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about myself and you too.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful.
I've got to go and weigh my dick.
Yeah. Really fancy some cheese. So this has been the season finale.
Yeah.
We will be taking a little break.
Yes.
But we're not taking a break from Patreon.
No. We're going to keep doing the Patreons.
We're going to keep doing that. We love it.
We're never going to stop doing them, actually.
No, never.
We've said if one of us dies, we'll carry on doing Patreon. We'll stop the pod, but we'll carry on doing Patreon.
Yeah.
Real sad Patreons. But we'll do them.
You've got to.
Yeah.
You've got to.
So is this... So this 53 episodes in series one.
Yeah.
The traditional amount.
Yep. Yep. Then we'll have a little break. 53 is untenable. 53 a year. That mean in 2 years we've done 106 weeks. How is this happening? I don't get this podcast.
It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get podcasts really.
Okay. Well, I think it is good that we're having a break
time for
in.
A break.
I think we're just losing the plot. Enjoy your tour.
Thank you very much.
Ed,
thank you.
It's going to be great. Enjoy the Lamb National.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll be there.
If you're going to see Ed up north, get him some cheese with his face printed on.
Feel free.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
I probably won't eat it because I don't know what you've done to it.
Yeah. Don't do anything to it.
No.
Right, that's covered you there.
There we go. All right. Thanks so much for doing it, Ed, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello everyone, it's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show, it's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there!